a greedy little world that teaches every little boy and girl to earn as much as they can possibly, then turn around and spend it foolishly. We create it as a credit card mess. We spend the money that we don't possess. Our religion is to go and blow it all. So it's shopping every Sunday at the mall. All we ever want is more. A lot more than we had before. So take me to the nearest shore. Can you hear it ring? It makes you wanna sing. It's such a beautiful thing. Cause yeah, lots of diamond rings. The happiness it brings. You live like a king. Lots of money and things.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome. Welcome, welcome to the French Connections Friday edition. Today's date is Friday, the 19th of October, 2007. My name is Daryl Bradford Smith. Another rant for you today. We had a guest lined up, but for some reason I couldn't get back in touch with him. Phone problems, actually, on his end. I don't know what's going on, but we were going to discuss the Columbine situation, and some very interesting things have come out of that conspiracy. I'll talk about that in a minute, but so much going on. Still, the bad guys are trying to slander and destroy my reputation, which is just means to me that we're doing a good job. That's what it means. Of course, they take facts and blow them out of proportion. They're back at this. I escaped from America to be a pedophile in Europe, which is absolute slander, criminal slander. Stuff being said like that. It's coming from the American Free Press Group, the Zionist American Free Press, Zionist control by Mark Lane and what we've got over there. We've got the Mike Piper Band working with Scott Mufkofka writing on this Take Your World Back site, which is it's the American Free Press writing all that stuff. And that's Scott Mufkofka and his crew over there slandering. And they're just shameless liars. It's unbelievable how incredible they are, you know, what kind of depths they'll stoop to. In fact, you know, I mean, to call somebody that is just as low as it gets when there's absolutely zero evidence of it. It's just unbelievable. But it should indicate to people that are out there trying to find out who is telling you the right story, to know that people that are doing stuff like that, or PayPal shutting us down for the second time. Of course, you're all that have visited the site know that. They don't try to shut down Alex Jones' PayPal. Go check American Free Press and see if they're still accepting PayPal. Yeah. You know that PayPal is owned by Amazon. Actually, it's now owned by, I think it's owned by eBay now or something. But Zionist controlled. I looked at the chief executive officer of it. It's a Zionist. Well, so what's happening? What are we trying to do here? It's putting a kibosh on our ability to get the right equipment to do the stuff. We were able, during a one-day reinstatement from PayPal, to the book repository, in fact, was able to get their hands on a phone system, at least. Now, that's a start. No server, nothing else, but we got a decent three-line system coming on board next week sometime, probably in the beginning of the week or midweek. We're going to be hooking it up, and so the phone line system and the recording part of it should start improving immediately upon the receipt of that equipment. So there's a very big part of it, and it's your donations that helps to our organization in Sweden to get that equipment for themselves. And I appreciate it, and so do they, because this is all about the message. We're not in the business of selling anything over here. We're just providing you with the facts as we can find them. So hopefully we will continue to do these things. It might well happen that we open up a receipt for credit cards, because of course you know PayPal is a Zionist organization, and when you have a PayPal account, they're getting all your information anyway, including your credit card numbers and the rest of it. And based upon the history of this company, which I didn't really realize how bad they've been, but they're pretty bad. Based on the reputation of them and who runs them and where their associations lead you, you'll probably end up with some giving your information to a bunch of I don't know what the heck's wrong with these people, but I mean, you know, but these days, ladies and gentlemen, if you're on the internet, these guys have got control of that anyway. So, you know, here's the thing. I shouldn't even talk about it in those terms, because it sounds a little bit like fear-mongering. They can't stop everybody from doing what we're doing. Too many of us. There's millions across the globe fighting these people now. There's just tens of millions. And tens of millions of people know about the Zionist criminality in the world. They know. They know about criminal Judaism and the sick state of Israel in the Middle East committing crimes across our world. So they can't stop you guys. You guys are rank and file. You guys are grassroots. There's nothing they can do. With you. Now, people like me who have decided because of the flow of history here, and that's how it happened to me. I didn't start out buying into being having such a profile in this mess. It just kind of ended up this way. But I'm certainly a target of these people. I'm a target to be shut up or to be eliminated even. I know that as a fact. I know it. And based upon all the efforts they make at trying to silence my message and destroy my website, destroy my access to you know, new equipments, and to destroy. And then the team that came out to destroy us, the partnership between Eric and I, which everyone thinks they were successful at, which is not true. But the team that came out has just disappeared as soon as they were successful at what they perceived as getting rid of Eric and myself as a team. They just disappeared, and no more postings. No more words to be said, no more stuff on wake up from your slumber, or no more slanders across the internet, although the Piper group is still working full time to slander me. So anyway, maybe what happened was, I think they you know, the old saying, be careful what you wish for, you may just get it. I think that might be, that may apply in my case here. When Eric and I actually parted company, the website that Eric had looks much like the French Connection used to, and what we've got here on our site is a far more in-depth historical site, doing work that that probably I would have started doing sooner had I been forced into doing it. But the fact is, Eric and I working together went in a certain direction, because he was doing my webmastering and posting and did a lot of the writing. And I was responsible, by and large, for guests and then doing rants and finding news items and whatnot and commenting on them and researching stuff and reading and whatnot. So, but as it has turned out now, to make the links to history, to make the links to historic figures, to make the postings of information that brings this conspiracy into focus, both from a historical perspective, both recent and long past, and then of course into our present day, makes it all the clearer to anybody who looks at this conspiracy, knowing how you can't help but be struck by the complexity of their efforts and how ensconced they have become. We're going to start looking into these three brothers called the Flexners, the Flexner brothers, who put together most of the criminal organization back in the beginning of the last century. That's coming soon. And ladies and gentlemen, the Flexner brothers, the three of them, were given full access to all of the monies of this Zionist network and all of the positions of power that they could possibly have wanted, through the Rockefeller Foundation, through the Carnegie and Mellon Foundations, to manipulate education. And this man named Bernard Flexner, who rewrote all of our juvenile laws and criminalized young people, and the other brother destroyed our education system. And we're going to show you clearly. And then one of the other brothers was the person behind our inoculation system and the Salk vaccines and the rest of it that everybody think was such a wonderful discovery, but in fact has turned out to be the source for mercury poisoning and autism and papilloma viruses, and in fact shingles and herpes virus has been introduced into the human family by these vaccines. And cancers have risen exponentially because of these vaccines and whatnot. And these things are starting to come out in the news as we speak, because what's happening is that the result of generational abuse through vaccines has destroyed the human health. Now, who did that? Three brothers put this together for the criminal Zionists, and they did it through the Rockefeller Foundation, they did it through the Mellon Foundation, and of course, when you look through the AMA was founded but with their efforts. But the brother, Bernard Flexner, was head of the committee that steered the Foundation of Israel. And he was a rabid Zionist. So, yeah, we're going to be bringing out the history about this guy. He's a very important player, even more important than the Rahm Emanuel connection, even more important than the Chertoff connection. The Flexners were actually the power brokers given full access from the international criminal Jewish bankers that were really seeding the world's countries with Zionism. Yeah. Now, we know there's some information that has just come out, of course, that the president of France was a Mossad plant here in France. And one of the articles I read, though, they poo-poo that as a conspiracy theory. I'm going to just say, things that make you say, I don't know about the details of it. I just read the same article as many of you did, but, you know, I guess time will tell whether the accusations made in that article have any, can hold any water. You know, it is clear that his family ties go back to Salonika, Greece, which is the jumping off point for the destruction of the Ottoman Empire through the Young Turk movement, so you can make your own connections with that. What else is happening here? Well, they're really revving up this Iran attack stuff. They are pushing it into overdrive, and this recent visit by Putin over to Iran, and then the subsequent statements being made that he doesn't support the West's contention that Iran is building a nuclear bomb for the destruction of Israel or any other place. He says he doesn't believe that. But interesting that the following day after he returns to Russia, he's going to get a personal visit from Olmert, from the criminal from Israel. The don of the Israeli crime families over there. He's going to go to Russia. Now, I wonder what kind of pressure he's going to put on Putin. I wonder what kind of pressure he even has to put on Putin, or whether he really needs to, or if that's just a big fraud. Who knows what's going on with that? Who knows? You know, I have learned over the last 3 years that everything is questionable. Anything can be. If you told me that Putin was bought and paid for by this group, lock, stock, and barrel, it wouldn't shock me these days. You know, maybe they're just playing a Hegelian dialectic with Russia. Who knows? It's what has happened, and that's what I told you in a file a couple of days ago about communism and capitalism being parallel movements, but opposites, working for the same goal of removing the plebiscite from the decision-making process and placing the hands in a very small number of people. Now that is still my take. It was the take of the KGB officer who defected to the West, and it made perfect sense with my research. So, you know, you're going to have to look at the logic in that, take a look at the facts that you can amass around those possibilities, and then make your own decision. Do it through due diligence, do it through research, do it through reading. You know, my wife asked me, you know, the other day, how do I get all this information? She knows I read 5-6 hours a day, and it's what I do. That's how I've been able to connect all these dots, is by spending a lot of time reading. I don't have the same energy level I once had, so most of my time is spent doing things where moving around a whole lot doesn't fit into the plan all that much. But reading is certainly something that I recommend every one of you do, and that's why our website has been providing these incredible books for your download, and we have actually put most of them directly onto the site for you to download. The bandwidth for us is growing, where it's going to cost us more and more to provide them, but the service we're providing with those books is irreplaceable as a learning and teaching tool. So please, we have gotten great accolades from some of the listeners about the books being put up there. Those of you who do read, I hope all of you do. You'd be surprised how few people these days read, and what they do is they want everybody to spoon feed them the information, especially if you're listening to that chucklehead over there on GCN, what do they call him? Foghorn Leghorn Jones. Foghorn Leghorn Jones. Our resident Zionist criminal, shill. You know, the man that will never tell you that, criminal Judaism is behind this conspiracy. Oh yeah, well he said it a couple of times and then said, but it's really the Americans that are forcing all this stuff. You know, this is what he does. And then he says it was Johnson that did it. And then he says it was, and that, you know, it's never Israeli, Jewish supremacists that are pushing this forward, or the criminal Jewish bankers that run the banking structure of our world, or the media moguls that are from the Zionist Jewish community. And, I have been getting a lot more help from our, Jewish listeners that don't want this stuff being done in their name. We are getting traction within their community as well of people who, for the most part have never realized that their own, religion was actually, as troublesome as it has turned out to be for them. In other words, you know, nobody goes around pushing the fact that the Talmud is this, racial, bigoted, supremacist, murderous document like it is. Nobody pushes that stuff into, the circulation. So if you're not a religious Jewish person, in other words, you just were born with Jewish roots, but you weren't raised religiously, you're probably not even aware of how racially, bizarre that document is. Many of these people are aghast by what they're seeing. Many. And they're trying to fight back alongside us, and I appreciate their help. And so, cause you know, upwards of 50% of the Jewish community out there in America and in Europe are not even religious at all. And many of them are marrying outside of their religion. In other words, they're not adherents, ladies and gentlemen. You know, and you can't make somebody responsible for crimes of others when just because you were born, race, creed, or color. It's like saying, you know, all whites are guilty of everything because Jeffrey Dahmer was white. That'd be ridiculous. Or the guy Lucas or Ted Bundy was white, so you're responsible for all of the crimes of these people because you're white. That's nonsense. Same with the black community, same with the Jewish community, same with any community. And to think that way is racially bigoted, and it's just, it's a mental illness to think that way. That's why I have a problem with people like Birdman Bryant and this guy Kurt Maynard. I know that they're out there trying to stir up racial hatred. That's what they're doing. Yeah. Because the folks that are working with us here, the ones that I know are not trying to weasel their way into my confidence, but rather just plodding along with the facts and working on their own kind of vein to bring out information. I know they're not part of that stuff, and I know that they're not trying to deceive me. That doesn't mean that people like Suzette and Nina, who were working overtime to destroy Eric and I, were not working for them, because I believe today, in hindsight, that is exactly what they were doing. Those two were absolutely working for the bad guys in some way, because it was their goal to find their way into our confidence and then ultimately upstage us. And they had some margins of success doing so. But, you know, all of this kind of stuff that we all face here, all of us, is all coming to a head. It seems right now that this whole conspiracy is coming to a crescendo, because the criminals know that if they don't act soon, all will be lost. Now, I'm contending, ladies and gentlemen, all will be lost anyway from these people. They're not going to win this, regardless of what happens to me or people like Eric or anybody else. It's just the fact of this has got a life of its own, and it will blossom and continue to flower across our world over time without my impetus, without my efforts, without my help, without my pushing forward new stories and stuff. what I'm able to do today by my participation in the fight is to actually speed up their demise, is to accelerate the implosion of their network. And hopefully coming to the day where we confiscate the assets of the Zionists across the world and return those to the public purse. And when we jail them and then try them and then ultimately execute them for their crimes. These are the kinds of things that I would like to accelerate the actions in rather than, ladies and gentlemen, look, we know the story, and so are other people knowing it every day. In fact, the mainstream here in France is beginning to wake up to it as well. You can't believe how much is starting to be written about the links between this present administration here in France and criminality that Zionism has represented. And then you also see them kind of working overtime to plug the holes, but like the Dutch boy in the dike, they can't stop the leaks. Can't do it. That's why, you know, rank and file people like you, the grassroots, there's really no way they can do anything to you at all. Period. Can't touch you guys. And by and large, it's starting to get more difficult for them to touch anybody because it's just happening across their military structure. It's happening across their intelligence networks. That they're getting people fighting back against them. They're getting leaks. They're getting upstaged. They're getting stopped in their tracks. They're getting I think what's happening right now is the useful idiots that they've been counting on their side of the ledger are actually migrating to our side, and within the intelligence community, especially. Within the CIA. Now, I know the FBI has been traditionally more bought and paid for than any intelligence group, but I'm sure NSA people who've been listening to phone calls, especially my phone calls, know the truth. Now, unless they're a hardcore Zionist, how could you justify supporting what's going on in the country after you know what the things that I talk to people about? If you heard all the conversations I had through the NSA network, how would you possibly be able to go home at night and continue destroying America, unless you were a hardcore rabid Zionist in on the upper levels of the crime? Well, the fact is, most NSA people aren't, and so they're starting to look at this and they're seeing the deterioration of the country and they're seeing what it's going to mean for their children and their brothers and sisters and moms and dads and the rest of the stuff, the rest of their family and important people in their lives, and they don't want any part of it. They don't. They see it. They don't want it. And they're beginning to, find ways, oftentimes, clandestinely, to, inform other people in the world about just what's happening. And it's getting to be more and more difficult for these criminals to get away with their crimes. And it will become impossible soon. And I believe, there will be a rather sudden collapse of their structure. And there'll be a rush for the exits by these people. That's why it's important that you collect all of the names of the Zionist criminals within your communities where you live, the ADL membership of your local area, the Jewish Defense League and the Jewish American Congress and all these different criminal organizations that have sprung up around this criminal enterprise, and find out who runs them, find out who's in the leadership positions, find out who's the treasurer and the secretary, and find out who does their fundraising and who, what billionaires in your area or multi-millionaires from this Zionist community are involved in what's going on. Because I promise you, if you live in a community of 100,000 or more people, you have an ensconced Zionist organization in your community. And it holds its allegiances to the larger group in the country. And I will promise you that from me to you, because, and even here in England and Europe and in Sweden and France and Germany, take a look around your communities, because you too are also victims of Zionism. If you have a city of 100,000 or more, get the names, get the people. You know, in Europe, many of the Zionists have adopted names of the local community. In other words, you wouldn't know that they were not French unless you find out by research. you know, people like Lagardère here in France. I mean, who would know that that's a Jewish name? It isn't. It sounds French, but the man is Jewish. How about Martin Bouygues? Jewish, but he sounds a French guy. If you take a look at Dassault, the man that makes the jet aircraft, he's also Jewish, but you wouldn't know. You know, there are so many of these, the people that run Hennessy and the people that run Renault, and it goes on and on and on and on. Yep. But again, we're on the march. We are moving toward an exposure of this entire conspiracy to almost everybody, and people are waking up to it as a possibility today. They're starting to understand that this is the group that has killed the world for generations, and that this is the fight that we have to not lose, and that we must all begin to participate in if we're ever going to hold freedom again in our hearts. Because I'll tell you, this is really a battle for how we're going to live our lives out into the future, guys, for your children, grandchildren, and their grandchildren. I mean, come on. We lose this battle, we are turning over the world and its future to a mess. And we just can't. Our generation has to be the ones that stop it. I was born to do this. I was put on this earth to stop these people. I really was. All of my peregrinations and my experiences and efforts in my life, and even all my errors and foibles and difficulties that I have caused mostly myself, have prepared me to be battle hardened for this. And it's you know, I even got the right type of education in order to be capable of fighting this fight. I have the personality that is dogged, and just, you know, I can't be repressed here. It's just the way that I am, and I keep fighting and fighting and fighting. And I don't quit. I get a grasp of something, and I just don't stop. And we are doing untold amounts of damage to these crooks, and they're going to continue to try and stop us with every means at their disposal, including drastic measures, I'm sure. So, keep fighting. We do have Mohammed Rafik coming up. Probably next file will be Mohammed. I was supposed to do this one with the Columbine guy, but I can't get him unless I can find him somehow. I don't know how the heck I'm going to do that. I mean, if phone systems are starting to crap out on us. And I also have one of our older generation researchers coming back to talk a little bit about the historic links to this criminal network in Europe and in the world. And so that's coming up in the next couple of days. So look forward to something a little different than just me ranting. Not that it is the most terrible of things, I hope, for you. I hope I can be informative when I get on the air here and hopefully be motivative of you. You know, many of you, after reading the books that we place on the site, it kind of motivates you to start looking down other avenues. Look up this guy Flexner, F-L-E-X-N-E-R, Bernard Flexner and his brothers, and start doing some research on that. And ship to me what you find, because we're going to start doing a little investigation of this real important criminal in the last century. And there's many other things coming up. So until that time, ladies and gentlemen, please care for your families and be well. Bye-bye now.
Let's swing. Dig deeper in your pocket.